I'm Tony Gorman, and we're speaking with Kirk Garbage today about the Southeast Alaska Art Festival, which will take place from April 14th through the 17th at the Wrangell High School. And there will be an art show as well in the Wrangell High School gym from 6 to 8 p.m. on the 17th. Kirk, tell me about a little bit about the Southeast Alaska Art Festival. How long has it been going on in Wrangell?
Well, this is going to be our 12th year. And actually, it started out as a local event. We got this going in Wrangell here, like I said, 12 years ago. And bring in the best and brightest art students from throughout Southeast Alaska, from all the high schools are invited. And then also our local artists in the area here for Wrangell. And we're having, this time we're having, originally started out with 19 workshops. And they meet for 15 hours and throughout the week in there. So we've had some real high-powered cream-of-the-crop high school students and local artists in here taking these workshops that are from local art teachers and professional artists.
What made this festival so big in Southeast Alaska?
Well, the one thing, and I guess I should back up on that just a tad, started as a local event, and then we got the support going for it and things like that, and then we got it moving and traveling throughout Southeast Alaska so that when I retired, it wouldn't die off here, and it was accepted by ASA, the Alaska State Activities Association, as a sanctioned school event. And so now it travels each year. It's in a different town. And on a 5-year rotation here. And I guess because of that, we're able to keep this as a real good, vibrant event.
What are some of the workshops that are being offered at this year's art festival?
Well, we have computer graphics, raku ceramics, silk painting, stained glass, cement sculpture, 3D paper collage, fabric dyeing, pastel drawing. That's only one side. Those are all in session one. And we have still around town at City Market, at KSDK, at at Bob's, and at the Chamber of Commerce, we have flyers that are down there that actually have the schedule and all of the workshop sessions listed on it there. Now, one of the things is that we still have some openings in there for adults. And we still have some openings in session two. There'd be charcoal pencil drawing, hand-felted fabric, learning how to do that. And we have a couple openings in what I think is going to be a real interesting workshop, too, in intaglio printing. And 3D paper collage, there's some, the workshop doesn't sound very good, but it can be really interesting where you end up building up the paper in here and layer after layer, and as far as getting your visual image off of it, there's some real interesting stuff that's going on there. And in session one also, pastel drawing, and we have some beautiful things come out of there.
So one thing I want to ask you is, going back, has the art festival always been opened up to adults?
Right.
Okay.
Right. And even though the schedule is really geared for the high school students, it works well for people that are, if they don't have what I refer to as a straight job, so that things are floating in here. But it isn't like we have festival events scheduled just in the evenings where it makes it really conducive to adults. But we've always invited the artists in the community or folks in the community interested in art to come in and take the workshops. Now, for students, when we started this out, it was a matter of I wanted to make sure that we did not have anybody not taking the art festival workshops because of finances. Now, since it's an ASA event, I don't make up the rules anymore. And so it's $20 for a workshop for the students, and then they have a $10 ASA fee, and the workshops are $50 for adults. So if adults want to take them here, that covers all of your 15 hours worth of workshop instruction. It also covers all the materials for the workshop, things like this, and people just stop up there today and at the high school office up there. And even as possibly as late as Monday, and sign up for the workshops up there.
in doing this art festival for a very long time, what have been some of the best works that have came out of this festival that you've seen?
Okay, the best benefits that I've seen, we've had, and there's a lot of individual art pieces that are just beautiful, but one of the best benefits that I've seen is that since we had the art festival, we'd never had stained glass class in Wrangell. But then my kids took the stained glass workshop, and they were going, we need this, Mr. Garbage. And so now we have stained glass here. And the same thing has happened over at Craig. And Juno now has stained glass. With the Raku Ceramics, it's worked the same way. Now Petersburg and Juno have Raku Ceramics introduced into their school, where it was things they never had before. So what it's done is it's actually changed the art being offered in these different small towns that are around here, in the different towns. Once the teachers get here, they get exposed to a new medium, a new way of doing things, and their students see it, so they have a little background, a little skill level with it, and they go back to their school, and they start doing the stuff at their own school. They introduce it into their curriculum.
So over the years, you've seen more students become more involved in art thanks to this festival.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And what I like in here, some of the things is, there's a gal over in Petersburg, Beth Lesh, and after her taking a workshop that we had over here, actually Ray Troll taught it, she ended up getting real involved with doing things kind of using the same materials that he was, using the same styles and what she learned here at the workshop. And she's gone on, and she's now an artist. I mean, she's a professional artist. She's gone on to school. She's using this. She's still using the skills that she learned at the art festival workshops, only she's doing it professionally now instead of as a high school student.
All right, Kirk.
So that was, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. And, well, anything else you'd like to say about the art festival?
Yeah, there's a bunch of things. Mm-hmm. But one of the things is that with our having it over here, it's a great, great deal. It takes a lot of help over here and everything, and actually the ASAA is now giving us the lion's share of the funding that we have for it, but there's also the Alaska State Council on the Arts has given us a grant for $1,800 for this year. And then we're also, I want to thank ACIS for their help. ACIS has offered some scholarships in here as far as for people in financial need, and they've also encouraged us then. It's like, well, this is a great idea. So now the school is also offering a couple scholarships. And we're basing them on financial need and art interest. And if people really can't afford the art festival workshops, come up, talk to me, get a form. We have a little application for it here and see what we can do. And besides helping us with the scholarships on here, another thing I need to thank ACIS for is giving Rick Rivard, a local photographer, the time off to come up here and teach a workshop. It's really showing community service. It's showing a interest and care for the community. And you can see the great work that he does on his website is shorthorsephoto.com. A great artist and great opportunity for students to take some digital photography. The other thing is that really need to encourage people to make it up to the high school art show. This art show is going on from 6 to 8 in the high school gym, and it is just amazing. And you have, let's put it this way, if you have 100 kids taking two workshops, especially if they do a piece or two in each one of those workshops, we have beautiful, beautiful artwork that didn't exist on Tuesday that is out there for the public to see free of charge on Friday night. And it's a great art show. It's really, really impressive. I really encourage people to stop up there and see what your local kids and local artists can do.
All right, Kurt, thanks for coming through. That's the Southeast Alaska Arts Festival that will be held April 14th through the 17th. The art show will be held at the WHS Gym from 6 to 8 o'clock April 17th. Again, thanks, Kurt, for coming in and talking about the festival.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right.